With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Time now for the player of the game on the Dan Quinn Coaches Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the Dan Quinn Coaches Show. We're on a Victory Monday at Flowery Branch. Time for the player spotlight and Desmond Trufant with us here. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it very much. Congratulations on the win.
I appreciate it.
Des, tell me about what you did in the offseason and to get ready for this season, because you kind of reinvented yourself. You know, you played a really high level this year. Tell me about what you did in the offseason, what you concentrated on.
Well, honestly, I just kind of just did what I always did, but just pushed myself even more, you know. Obviously I wasn't dealing with the injury,
right.
You know, because last offseason, you know, I had to change a lot of things how I approached it just because I was still coming back. But this year, you know, I felt I was good and I was just able to do what I normally do. And so, you know, it's paying off.
Take the fan through what it's like to be out there on the corner, because you truly are on an island out there. And it's kind of one battle after another against arguably, beside yourselves, you and Rocky in the corners, maybe the two best set of athletes going head-to-head, the receivers and the corners going head-to-head. What's your mindset when you line up and play out there? What do you got to think about when you get ready to play?
Well, I mean, first, I'm just, you know, you got to be overflowing with confidence, you know, and because, you know, just kind of how the game set up, it's really not in your favor in my position. You know, it's a lot of things that can go against you, then,
that's
you know,
for sure.
Then for
yeah.
You know, what I mean, that's just the life it is. So,
yeah.
You know, regardless. So, with that in mind, you know, sometimes bad things are gonna happen. That's just what it is. But at the same time, I'm trying to dominate my matchup. You know, I'm trying to keep everything in front of me. If they challenge me, I'm trying to be there to make a play. They do catch a ball, you know, tackle them right away, and then just line up next play. You know, so. And it's just you just gotta bring that swagger every down, because you know they're going to test you more often than not.
Yeah, I just don't know that there's a position other than the quarterback position that's challenged as much mentally as your position is, because like you just said, you got to forget about what just happened, and it's got to happen like right now to get yourself ready so you don't get beat on the next play, or you're ready to make a play.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, the quickest way to lose a game on the defensive side is to give up the deep balls, you know, because it's a throwing league, so they're going to test you. But if you can limit the big plays, make plays on the ball, get turnovers, and, you know, keep everything in front, you know, it's a good day for you.
With Dave Archer, West Durham, Desmond Trufant with us in the Player Spotlight, the Dan Quinn Coaches Show here on 92.9 The Game. To that point, in some ways, now, I do the ball games with a quarterback, so I'm going to preface by saying, is it fair to measure a cornerback's success by interceptions?
I mean, it just depends on how you look at it.
Is it fair today with as much throwing that, okay, there's got to be invariably more or less? See, I've always thought, like, you know, you got 9 career interceptions. And yet, you're more impactful than 9 career interceptions. I'm just not sure it's a fair stat, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, there's different types of corners out there. There's corners that get, you know, double-digit picks a year, but, you know, they might give up, you know, just as many touchdowns a year just because they take more risks, which is cool. That's how they play. Or there's guys, you know, kind of like myself, you know, I want to get the turnovers, but, you know, if they don't come, I'm going to lock my side of the field down. I'm going to make plays on the ball, and I'm not going to give up no yards or no touchdowns, you know, and it can be just as impactful. But, I mean, obviously I'm trying to get turnovers. That's what I'm trying to do. But, you know, it's different types of corners, and you just got to – whatever you're good at, just stick to it.
Desmond Trufant with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Well, True, you playing at an unbelievable level with kind of chaos going on around you. When you start looking about what's happened to you guys on that side of the ball, tell me how you guys have held it together over there. You look around. You and I talked the other night. You've kind of had to introduce yourself to a couple of people because they're not normally on the field with you. Tell me about how that's been.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely been an adjustment, you know, but, you know, it's part of the game. This definitely, you know, the first time since I've been here, we've dealt with it, you know, to this high of a, just to this extreme of a level, you know, but, you know, we've just had to adjust. Young guys have had to step up. Different people have had to come into roles. And, you know, we're just trying to make the most of it. I think we just got to keep finding what works for us, you know, and stick with that. And, you know, we just got to keep leading and making plays.
Des, does it make the week up leading up to a ball game more important? I mean, is it more valuable time, the meetings, the practice reps, those type deals?
Yeah, definitely. You got to make sure we're on the same page. I mean, obviously, when you got a chemistry with guys over years, you know, you just do things naturally, you know, without even having to talk to a guy, you know. But when you got new pieces in there, young guys in there, you really got to make sure we're on the same page, you know, really got to be communicating. And, you know, but like I said, we just got to continue to find what works for us, and we'll be all right.
True, tell me about the weekly changeover you have to make. 2 weeks ago, you had to prepare for Antonio Brown, who's a different guy than Mike Evans is. 6'5", 2 whatever, and you got another guy that's a quicker guy. How much tape do you study? How much individual time do you spend? Because obviously you're not matching or traveling with a guy most of the time, but he is going to end up on your side at some point. What kind of preparation do you do to do that?
Well, yeah, I'm big on film. Film, it just gives me that it just kind of allows me to see things kind of before they happen. You know, obviously, you know, they can – I don't got a contract with the office. They can do what they do. But, you know, if I'm able to kind of, you know, predict what's coming my way, that allows me to play faster, you know. And when I'm studying – I study all the receivers because you said, you know, anybody can come to my size. So – and it's a lot of talent out there. So I'm looking at, you know, how guys release, how they – catch the ball, are they physical, do they use their hands, are they body catchers? Like, I mean, I'm looking at anything I could use to my advantage. And I kind of approach it, you know, depending on how the guy plays, that's kind of how I approach the week as far as like my technique, things like that. So yeah, tape is big for me.
What's fun for me to watch from my perspective on the offensive side of the ball, which is where I played, is to watch how you and Rocky have kind of gotten to where, okay, the picture's gotten bigger for you now. Now you guys are pattern reading. If the slot receiver does this, you're anticipating, and all of a sudden you're there to get the ball on the ground, knock the ball down, disrupt the play. That's been kind of fun to watch you guys grow. Has that been part of the process for you? You're now seeing a lot more of what's going on in the field.
Yeah, definitely. We're always talking about, you know, how we think the offense is going to attack us, and like me and Rocky, we always share notes, you know, always talking about, okay, this guy does this, and this formation, they do this. When they get to this spot on the field, they like to do this, you know, because, you know, we're seeing it the same way. We're just on opposite sides of the field, you know. So it's big just being year six. You know, the game has slowed down a lot, and I'm just, you know, just trying to make plays out there.
Real quick here in our final couple minutes, it's a long way to Monday night. I mean, you guys get a big week here, a nice week. Heal up, rest a little bit, I'm guessing, but at the same time, also go back and kind of checks and balances on where you are and where you want to go. This is a big stretch for you guys.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of football left, and you know, we gotta make the most of it. We don't got no time to, you know, still be trying to find ourselves. You know, we just gotta stick with what we're doing, find what works, and you know, just believe in it and go out there and play. Play with energy, have fun, believe in each other. And I'm excited. You know, it's a challenge. You know, it's an uphill battle for us. And, you know, I'm ready for it.
Tell me about Marquand Manuel. We got about a minute and a half here. Marquand Manuel, who played defensive back in the league, is tell me about the value to that so that he can associate with some of the things you guys are having to go through in the secondary.
Yeah, it's definitely value when you have a coach that's been in your position before. And, you know, he can relate, you know, exactly to things that you're going through, positive or negative. You know, he feels this because he's lived it before. So it's just another just another calm that you can talk to somebody, you know, and say, okay, I seen it like this, and he understands exactly what I'm saying, you know. And we got a great relationship. We can always talk about things on the sidelines. We can hear him on the sideline because he's always screaming and yelling and stuff. So it's definitely big to have him in the room.
You excited about a Monday night game?
Definitely. Prime time.
Last year was Seattle on a Monday night. That was you kind of showed out that night a little bit.
Yeah, that was a good one for me, definitely. It's going to be a challenge. They got some great receivers over there, so we just got to, come with it, like, every week.
I think that's something, and I think a guy comes to play and play at a high level all the time, but if I remember correctly, some of these primetime games have been the biggest moments. True gets the scoop and score against the Packers last year on the ball out. Looking forward to a big game for you, man. Thanks for your time, and keep balling out, because I think you're playing at a really high level right now.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Desmond Trufant with us, Player Spotlight of the Dan Quinn Coaches Show here on a Victory Monday from Flowery Branch. Stay tuned. More to come on the Afternoon Ride on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.